家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam, your most basic of basic friends.
好，那在做了那么多集 I don't know how many shows we've done、mm-hmm. 但今天 we are going back to the basics.
Okay.
确实想了一下英语里 basic 或者 basics 这个词、mm. 它的意思就是很基础的但是很基本很重要的
Right, that's right. I always hate when people look down on the basics.
哦、oh, 对啊怎么可以看不起最基本的东西呢Without 这个 basics, 你怎么有后来呢
Right, exactly, exactly.
We all gotta start from、Somewhere. the basics,、mm. 对不对好那今天我们就来跟大家讲讲这个词以及它非常有用而且很有意思的一些英语用法。那首先我想问 Adam, basic 是形容词还是名词
Ooh, can it be both?
我要问你啊 can it?
It can. It can. Basically, it can.
Basically. 其实它作为副词很好用对不对
Right, 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 right. So, of course, if you see an S on a word, there is a good chance that it is a noun. So when we talk about the basics, that's clearly a noun. But usually when we say like a basic recipe or a basic...day, then that, of course, is an adjective.
好的，那、你觉得我们先教大家形容词还是名词的用法呢
Probably the noun, just because when we talk about basic as an adjective, you can put pretty much anything, pretty much basically anything after it.
这倒是。好，那我们就还是先来学它名词的用法。我觉得Basics 这个词啊，作为名词，首先它是一个复数吗？后面有个 s。
Yeah, you want to put a plural here. We're talking about the basic things.
所以你要说 the basics are 什么什么，
right,
不能说
right.
the basics is.
Right.、
好，那我们现在在学英语嘛？那你刚刚学英语的时候 ，you're just learning the basics.
Learning the basics. That's right. So I actually don't remember learning the basics.
作为 native speaker
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember it
我想想我学中文就对啊小 baby 的时候爸爸妈妈那样 That's the basics, right?
Right, right, right
但是 when you're learning a second language 虽然你长大成人了一个 adult 你还是要从头开始学要从头开始
That's right, yeah So you need to start with the basics So、I guess for foreigners learning Chinese It's probably just
Oh, 所以学中文的时候是先从这个声调开始学。
Well, I think some people forget that. They overlook the basics.
好。
Tones don't matter, bro.
好，所以 Adam 刚刚说就是 start with the basics.、Mm-hmm. 那我们可以把这个介词换成比如 start from the basics 吗
You could say start from the basics,、but usually we say with.
With.
Start、
okay.
with the basics.
好的，那你也可以说 I'm just learning the basics,、
That's right.
就在学最基础的东西啊，或者不用 basics 也可以说 I'm just learning the ABCs.
Well, I said that before, and you kind ofLook down a little bit on this phrase, or kind of, it basically sounded like you were looking down on the ABCs.
但是当你说 I'm just learning the ABCs, 不是说我就在学英语字母，就是你学任何的事情 when you're just learning, you're just starting with the basics, 你都可以说 I'm just learning the ABCs.
Right, 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 right. Or maybe it's a new job.Like you're still learning the ABCs at your office.、How do things work? Who gets along with whom?
或者即使 you're very experienced and you're very advanced, 就即使当你达到很高的一个 level, 有时候呢你还是要回到就我们说不忘初心这个也很重要。
Right, right. So sometimes you need to get back.To the basics.
Oh, so back to the basics.
Mm-hmm. So Jenny's talking about someone who's quite clever or maybe can think in very, very deep, abstract ways. I'm thinking a lot about companies. Companies that, you know, they start with one product that everybody loves, and then they expand and they expand, but they kind of expand into like...
可能它后面扩张的就是太多了，太快了，so they need to...Get back or go back to the basics.
Fax machines. That's the future.
好，那讲完这个词的名词用法以后呢，我们现在来说说它的形容词，好不好？
Okay. So I already said that pretty much anything can go after the word basic, and that's why I've always been kind of confused when people look down on it. In my opinion, it's always been a very neutral word.
它的词性还是比较中性的，因为就是很基础、很基本的嘛。
Right. Yeah.
你要从那个地方开始，对吧？
Right. If you don't have a base, you can't have a structure.
对。但是现在对，有些人觉得这个词哦，很 negative.
Right. It's clearly negative, and it's used to describe people. I would think that people who like things that are very basic, that would be a good thing. But we're using this word to describe it, to describe people negatively.
所以你是说，当 basic 现在用来形容一个人的时候，它是比较贬义，然后是比较看不起人的吗？
Right, Karen is so basic.
Basic. 所以当你说一个人很 basic, 是不是说他很 simple, 很简单？
It's not so much that. It's like she only likes trendy things. As soon as the trend changes, she's going to change her mind.
Okay, 所以当你用 basic 形容人的时候，不是说哎呀他很好很单纯，而是说他没有什么taste 是吧？
Right.
没有什么品味，然后就喜欢啊，
exactly.
就跟风啊，然后什么， mm-hmm. 就这种人很 basic，
exactly.
吧 ？OK， 了解了。好，但 anyways， 你不用 basic 形容人的话呢，这个词还是很中性的啊。
Right.
我们 let's look at some of those.
Okay, so the first thing that comes to mind and also comes to a search engine is basic decency.
对，这个搭配很好啊。Decency 讲的就是就这个人很守规矩，很正统，对不对？
Yeah, decency is just that acceptable
level
of, you know, you're not too polite. You don't have to be too polite. You don't have to be too traditional. You just have to be polite enough.
对，比如别人帮了你，你说谢谢， that's basic decency.
Basic decency, right? You don't scream at everyone you see.
给老人让座啊什么的、right. That's basic decency.
Exactly.
其实讲到 basic 后面加名词的，我第一个想到的是一部电影，一个很 sexy 的电影。
Oh yeah?
就是 Sharon Stone 那个 Basic Instinct.
Was it Sharon Stone? I thought it was Kim Basinger. Maybe it was Sharon Stone. It was a blonde, a beautiful blonde lady. Yeah.
对，本能 Basic Instinct.
Right.
对吧？那Instinct 其实意思就是 basic instinct.
Right, so it's weird here because here's where basic kind of overlaps with its cousin, base. So base can also be an adjective, but it's negative. So when we talk about our base instincts or our base fears, we're talking about that animal part of us.Right, that is
人的本性，动物性。
It's the monkey or it's the lizard, and it's scared and it wants to fight. So that's what we learned about in school, and then this movie came out called Basic Instinct.
Okay.
So in any case, you can probably use these two interchangeably, but if you really wanted to separate them, you'd say your base instinct is fight or flight.Your basic instinct as a podcaster is to talk into the...
Make
people happy. Put on a show.
That's my basic instinct. 好，那比如我们学英语，你是一个初学者啊，你刚刚开始学，你可不可以说，I'm just learning, I just know some basic English.
Right. Yeah.
可以的吗？
Yep, that's fine.
就这个没有贬义，是吧？
Yeah.
就是一些我只会一些比较基本基础的，但是最重要的英语。
Yeah, I think it's better actually than saying simple English. I just know some simple English. Because what's simple? You know, it's not simple.
Okay, so guys, start using basic English.
Yeah, I know some basic English. How are you? Fine, thanks. And you?
还有在刚学英语的时候学单词啊，其实一个单词它可能有很多 meaning, 很多的意思，但是作为初学者 you just need to learn the basic meaning.
Yes, yes. So we get so many comments every day about phrases like run a business. Why are you using run? You know, so of course the basic meaning of run means to, you know, well, that's one of our base instincts. just run. But of course we have so many different meanings.
对对对。
So first you need to learn the basic meanings, and then you can learn the other meanings.
是。好的，那 continuing with this learning theme,好，学任何一种新的技能，对吧？你都要先从基础的学。
Yeah, so basic skills, basic knowledge.
对，哎，还有我觉得近年来看到 basic 这个词用的比较多的是，比如你什么买什么套餐，上网的套餐，游戏的套餐，
right?
它都有不同的 level 嘛。
Right, so there, if you have a lot of money, there will be the gold level.
对
，maybe there's a silver level, and for the rest of us, we have, thankfully, the basic level or basic subscription.
啊，对，套餐这个词啊，当然我们知道 menu 对吧？是一个套餐。
Right.
但英语里面 menu 更多就是用在就真的吃的东西的套餐。
Right.
网络啊什么，就那种 digital 的东西，我们都会用 subscription 这个词。
Right. You might hear the word combo. That has a lot of overlap. At the restaurant and also in other places.
Okay. Okay. 哎，你说到 restaurants, talking about food. 任何的菜你可以把它烧得很复杂但也可以烧得很简单对
不对 Right, the basic recipe. So you should learn the basic recipe for
番茄炒蛋
How did you know?
Basically, that's your favorite food. 好我们今天节目最后呢就教大家 basically 这个副词的用法其实节目很前面我就说过它当副词好像是日常口语里面最常用的
basically yeah
对因为它的这个作用就是在总结或者怎么说、simplify or summarize、
right.
概括对吧
是
就是一个事情可能很复杂你不想费那么多的口舌你就可以说 well, basically,
right.
它就这个意思。
Exactly, exactly.
比如相对论 the theory of relativity.
Oh, yeah.
是什么 Adam?
I'm not a scientist.
Basically, everything is relative. Time and space are not fixed. 就当然它复杂很多但你可以说 basically 就是这个。
Right, or if someone wanted to summarize...all of human history. Basically, a lot of wars.
好吧。好。诶，其实我想到还有一个有用的就是形容你的工作。你的工作 maybe you're responsible for many things, 或者现在有很多 new types of jobs.
There's new types of jobs, and there's also silly titles for jobs, right? Like, I've had a lot of jobs where there has been a very silly title, and the title does not really describe what you do. So, for example, I remember when I was very young reading the comics, there was always this word, sanitation engineer.
Sanitation 就是卫生，就是和厕所啊什么相关的，是吧
？Or like garbage.
工程师，
It's garbage man.
It's basically a garbage.
Basically a garbage man. Yeah, you know.
就是收垃圾的人。
Right.
Okay,
so if you have one of these titles, or like Jenny says, you might have a job that's quite new.
比如 你的工作你是一个主播
Basically
Every Christmas 圣诞节回家、
oh,
Aunties, uncles 问你 So what do you do, Adam?
Well, yeah Basically I sit in front of a microphone all day
Okay 好那
That must be nice
I think so 今天最后要跟大家说的呢是 basically 这个词的发音
Right, so actually here you might have heard a few times that we don't really emphasize the second A. So it's not basically, it's basically.
对。
And you might also know that when we talk about words like physically, generally, we don't say ally. Even though we spell it with this A-L-L-Y, we almost always say basically, physically, generally.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so next time you're talking to your English teacher or your English friends and you want to show off all of these adverbs, you can go next level and show off that your pronunciation is basically perfect.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。虽然只讲了一个词啊，但也衍生出来它很多有意思而且非常实用的用法。希望大家喜欢今天的节目。那如果你有任何话题的建议呢，也欢迎在节目的留言专区告诉我们。Thank you for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye, guys.